818-985-KPFK. We are back to talk to you about donating. Help keep us moving along. Let's keep this heart beating. Let's keep the pulse going. We got a bit of a road ahead of us, and we need to be fortified, and you are in a position to help us. You can help us with $5. You can help us with $500. You can help us with anything in between. Again, 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org. We have a road in front of us. We have a job to do, and we are doing our job because it is necessary. We were told that this job is more necessary now than ever, and we intend to meet that responsibility. However, if we make 100 shows, it won't matter if there's not a place that will air them. And that's why we're asking for your support, because KPFK is airing our show. And, you know, if it's a matter of, okay, you're listening and you listen for 30 minutes a day on your way to work, or you're, you know, when you wake up, you know, 2 days a week, you have KPFK on when you're making your breakfast, or, you know, something like that. If you can, you know, pay for an app on your phone, if you can enjoy a cup of coffee that's not necessary, you know, that sort of thing, you know, you can definitely spare some money to keep a service like this on the air. And even if you don't see a direct benefit to it, I know you can at least perceive of a benefit to your community. You know, KPFK is the largest signal west of the Mississippi, a radio signal west of the Mississippi, and it reaches a lot of people and it covers a lot of area. And it's, as a result, very expensive to do that. And if everybody just takes $5, if everybody just takes $10, whatever you find in the bottom of your purse or in the cup holder in your car, if you can pledge that at 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org, we can ride this wave. We got a rough road ahead of us, but we think that we can weather the storm, and we will commit to being here for you. We need you to be here for us in this moment. I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory, but once again, 818-985-KPFK or kpfk.org. Once upon a time, when Q and I stepped away from our careers as DJs, hip hop DJs, and broadcasters, we did so because we felt that there was a need for a program like Civic Cypher, our other show. At the time, there were people out protesting. You know, there's a lot of pain in the streets, a lot of tears, a lot of people crying, a lot of people frustrated. And we, of course, could get out there and make signs. You know, we brought our kids to the protests. And, you know, we could get out there and be a body counted among the other bodies. I even had a bullhorn. Q and I shared that. But, you know, the bullhorn is still here in the studio. In fact, it has its battle scars on it now. But, you know, in short order, it occurred to us, wait a minute, we can do more than just be out here on the streets. These people are brilliant. These people have a message that needs to be shared to the city. And, you know, a bullhorn will only go so far, but a radio signal will cover the entire city. And, you know, this was at a time when companies were putting, you know, Black Square on Instagram to try to show how supportive they were of Black lives and all that sort of stuff, you know, the performative things that we saw once upon a time. But, you know, we thought that our radio station, which again was a hip hop station, could do better than put a Black Square on Instagram. You know, Best Buy can put a Black Square on Instagram, or, you know, whatever other company can put a Black Square on Instagram. But this radio station has, I think I said, and correct me if I'm wrong, Q, but I said they have a 70% Black playlist and 100% Black music on their playlist, even if the artist
it was a higher percentage than that.
Okay, so 80% Black playlist, something like that, whatever number it was. So this radio station is indeed profiting from this station exists as a result of Black culture. So you can do more than just put a black square up on Instagram. This is a black moment in this country's timeline. You should show up and be an ally. And Q and I, at the time, we were the only black full-time personalities on the airwaves. And so we asked them, and they said, sure, that's a great idea. Let's put it up. And then they started dragging their feet. And then ultimately they came back and they said, you know what, Ramses, on second thought, I don't want to do a black show. And that was very hurtful to me. It was insulting, deeply insulting. And it wasn't even a decision that I had to make. I mean, we jokingly talk about that being a decision that I made, but they made the decision for me. The gentleman that said that to me, he made the decision for me. He was the program director at the time. And him saying to me that he didn't want a black show on his airwaves, on the hip hop station, mind you, meant that I couldn't work there anymore. I knew that Q deserved better. I knew that the people on the streets deserved better. I knew that my community deserved better. And this job wasn't worth that. I'm always going to stand with the people. And so I made the sacrifice of what I thought was my career, something that my family was so proud of me for. You know, all my friends were so proud. Everybody I went to school with, they were so proud that I was on the radio. I had to sacrifice all of that in that moment. I had to sacrifice it on behalf of Q because he didn't even know. Q found out after we both quit. And thank you for trusting me. Every time I get to tell the story, I'm always going to thank you for that. But Q didn't give me any pushback. He said, I understand. Okay. You know, because Q didn't need to. He could have kept working there, you know. But you know, when you believe in something and you're willing to stand up for it, it results in, I think, what it is that we have here. We talk to an entire country now on Civic Cypher. And it's stations like KPFK that platform our voices. It's stations like KPFK that stood behind us when we took on, you know, the Kanye Wests, and when we were on CNN trying to defend our position, or ABC News, and, you know, they're writing about us in the LA Times and whatever else. Stations like KPFK that stood by us. And right now we want to stand by KPFK in their time of need. And so again, we ask for you to make a donation of whatever you can, 818-985-KPFK, or you can visit kpfk.org. It's only going to take you a couple of minutes. And again, you can donate anything that you can afford, but we need you, and we need to keep this thing going. We need to preserve some semblance of normalcy. We need to continue to identify bad actors and bad faith arguments and intellectually dishonest individuals and morally bankrupt individuals in our society. And we have committed to doing that job, and we're asking for your commitment to support the platform that is platforming the QR code. I didn't want to talk up everything, but, you know, Q, you know, I'll yield the floor to you.
818-985-KPFK and kpfk.org. First of all, I've had ample opportunity to show that I trust you blindly and explicitly.
Yeah.
You know, follow you down the wrong way on the one way.
Literally.
literally. But insulted at the idea that I could have kept working there. Like, I don't know who you think you're talking
no,
to.
No, I'm saying conceivably it was possible. I know you wouldn't have.
Conceivably, I could not have kept
I love work. That you're saying this. Okay,
after
go ahead.
They said that.
Yeah,
after they don't want black, they don't want us.
Yep.
So no, conceivably, I could not have.
Thank you for that.
You know, we had to be our children's fathers and our parents' sons. Mm-hmm. So that was not an option for us.
Yeah.
But please, you know, it takes places like KPFK to platform messages like ours, because the opposition has big budgets. They have billionaires. They have, you know, political and corporate infrastructure backing them. We have you, and we need you. We need you to show up for us, and we will continue to show up for you. Again, not a single dollar of this is for us. This is for the station, so that we can continue to do this work for you for free. So please keep allowing us to work on your behalf. For some fact-based journalism, for some proper propaganda, if you will.
Yeah, I like that.
And just an opportunity to hear, you know, not non-biased, but actual truth, even in its left-leaning bias.